Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the 80s Flophouse Podcast. My name's Richie. I'm here with the Flophouse crew, Dusty, Tony, Ryan, and Jimmy. Good evening, gents. Tonight, I'm hungry, and thankfully, we're going to be talking about our favorite restaurants from the 80s. So hope you all brought your appetites and are ready to tip the waitress, or maybe you could just tip Jimmy. But how are we doing tonight, boys?
Good.
Excellent. Good. Excellent, Richie.
Hey, guess where I ate?
One of our California favorites, Ryan.
Yeah. Five Guys.
Jimmy, look at my hat.
Oh, In and Out.
Yeah.
Okay. Nice.
Yep. They gave it to me for free. I didn't even have to buy it.
It's beautiful.
It's pretty awesome.
They're generous like that.
Yeah, they are.
Did
they give you crayons with that also, buddy?
No.
No. Did you get the coloring mat?
Do
you get the lap mats when you go there, Ryan? Out of curiosity.
No. The what mats? Wait.
You know, they offer you a lap mat, you know, the paper lap mats.
What?
No. I didn't know that. I'd totally be all over that.
Yeah, actually, I didn't know that. That'd be cool.
So the juice doesn't drip all over you?
Yeah.
Ryan said, I don't like to talk about my celebrity, but I do a podcast. Is there anything you do special? And they gave him that little hat.
Hey, did you see that they have an 80s Flophouse special?
No, I did not
see that. You didn't
see that? No. Huh.
You'll have to look back on our social media. I ordered it one time.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, it's probably the hidden menu. They don't have it up there where I can see it.
Yeah, it is on the hidden menu.
It's like next to it.
A lady asked, what are you having? That. And I said, I'll take the 80s Flophouse podcast.
Oh, I remember that. Yeah.
And she's like, oh, sure. Would you like that with
extra
Thousand Island or something like that? Or
that's right.
Oh, sure. Nice.
I remember that. I got to do that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm in the...
I'm surprised they didn't recognize you. That's all I'm trying to say.
Yeah, no, I know. I should have wore sunglasses. but I'm in San Francisco right now, and you know what? I just have to say this. I've been here like 7 or so times, and I think it's officially my favorite city.
Yeah. Nice.
Yeah, it is. Nice, right? I love it so much. I see something new all the time. Every time I'm here. And I'm staying at the Fisherman's Wharf.
Love
and
the Wharf.
I'm just like right in the middle of it all. And then I went and went to the Golden Gate and I went and walked on the park along the water. And man, it's so awesome.
City, you know what's cool about the Wharf, Ryan? When you go out there and you know the sea lions that are there?
Yeah.
They're tame. You can go right up and sit on them.
Richie, I know you. There you have it. You just want to get a story out of me. That's all you're trying to get.
Did you lose your leg, Ryan?
Richie told me that they're nice.
You can ride them.
Yeah. No, I won't go for that, Richie. But I had some crab. I had some Dungeness crab is in season. Oh, man. I had some last night. So good.
Yum.
It was really good. And, yeah, the restaurants are so good out here. Crazy good. Yeah. But anyway, enjoying it.
It is.
Thought I'd see Tony out here, but he never came. I know it's only 8 hours.
Last night I get a FaceTime, and I'm like, oh,
I was looking for him.
Yeah, and I'm like, pick it up, and there's Ryan. Hey, what's up, buddy? He's got the Golden Gate Bridge behind him. It's like, where are you? I'm like, oh, man, darn it.
Well, Tony, I'm in California.
Couldn't make it out there to San Francisco. It's a little trafficy today.
Yeah. You don't realize how far away Northern California and Southern California are. Because you just think California, Tony's everywhere in California. So I'm sure he'll be here.
Yeah. Yeah.
But he never showed up.
See you tomorrow.
Yeah. I FaceTime my family, every single one of them from the Golden Gate Bridge, but because it was such a beautiful sunset. But the thing was, it was never timed. So I'd go and show them. I'd FaceTime the Golden Gate Bridge, one of my kids. And then I'd try to call someone on the internet and call back. So I'd head back to my car. And then they finally FaceTime. So I'd go back to the Golden Gate Bridge. And then I'd go back to my car. And then someone else. So it's a struggle having 5 kids because then you have to go back 5 different times to show them the sunset.
I probably wouldn't answer the call, but that's just Jimmy, me.
Jimmy, you guys were all on the list. But there was just this little lull, and anyway, I had it, and then the sun went down, it got dark before I could call you guys. So Next time you guys will be first on the list. You know what's sad, though? My kids on the text message started seeing the timestamps when I FaceTimed them to see who was most important. They're like, oh, he did me at 3:45. He did me at 3:50. And they were there. I was like, guys, stop. It's not about who I FaceTime first.
And can Tony's you just record a video?
And yeah, I could have. That's a good idea.
No, I'm laughing because Ryan called me before he called his own family.
Tony's wondering, like, where did I fall in on the list?
No, I thought it kind of odd when you started talking up. I'm like, geez, he called me before his own family. What is that? Sorry, yeah. Kids.
What's he's that known you longer.
Yeah.
It's a lot longer. Yeah, I don't know. I'm not even going there. I don't know who I FaceTime first, but yeah.
So kids, I know who you did.
Make with me, Ryan.
I know who you didn't, Jimmy. Yeah. Jimmy, if you were in California, I would have called you to get you up there. Okay. But you're way, way away from North Carolina. Anyway.
As you're wearing a Carolina sweatshirt.
Sorry. Well, I'm looking forward to hanging out with Dusty on Friday.
Wow. What's going on? You guys having that sleepover at Ty's?
Oh, sleepover at Ty's.
Yeah.
Dang.
Hey, you guys are so lucky.
Ty's getting a surprise, too. I text Rich and go, should I bring my drum set? So we're packing that up in the car and taking that over, too.
Rich said, you can bring it if you bring the panda outfit.
Yeah. He's going to be a drumming panda Friday night.
That's awesome, man. His wife's got to be out of town. There's no way she's going to put up with your guys' shenanigans Friday night.
Is she?
I don't know. She's there.
She's there. Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, you guys. None of that.
Yeah.
What?
I dropped something. Yeah, so it's going to be a good Friday hanging out with the boys and nice 3-day weekend. So I'm still.
Oh, that's right. Yeah.
Dang, I'm jealous. I wish I was there.
Yeah, me too.
We've never played quarters off granite countertops. That'll be interesting.
Yeah, I'm sure you guys will figure it out.
Yeah.
You guys got the knack for that.
Nobody had granite countertops. We all had laminate back in the day.
That's right. That's right.
What was the name of the... Oh, I asked the question, and it's part of the game. What's the name of the game?
Thumper. That's right. How do you play?
We're gonna play Thumper. We're going to video record all of this. So
please. Please do.
We can bring it back.
Love it.
Cheer.
We could show all of our viewers that... We're still very immature.
And then film it 10 minutes later when you're all asleep.
Right. Yeah. 10:30.
Totally.
They know that.
Well, nice. You want to jump into it tonight?
This week's episode is sponsored by KMP.net. Is your house overrun with pets and filth? Are you spending your hard-earned pay on dog food, bird seed, or hamster pellets? No problem, KMP.net is your go-to partner for eliminating those pet burdens. Kill My Pet is licensed and bonded in all 50 states and the leading pet euthanization firm in America. We can handle pets of any size, whether it's Mr. Fluffy's in the den or old Mr. Ed out in the pasture. Do you need it to look like an accident? Done. Do you need them gone by kickoff on Sunday? Easy. Visit KMP.net on the web and contact one of our friendly, motivated techs. Enjoy pet-free living with no guilt or worries. Thank you, KMP.net.
Copyright 2023. This ad is a parody. We love pets. As soon as this channel is monetized, we'll be donating to our local shelters.
Ryan, I'll hand it over to you, and we can start talking about restaurants.
Let's do it. Let's talk about 80s restaurant favorites. Yeah, what are some of our favorite restaurants from the 80s? Now, they could exist nowadays. I don't know. A lot of them are probably still in business. So, yeah, have at it. What is it? What are some of your favorites, guys? Richie?
Well, let me go first then.
Yeah.
I loved Shakey's Pizza when I was growing up. And it was the coolest because they had like a little railing that you could, after you order, you could walk up on the railing and you could check out them like spinning the dough and stuff as a little kid.
Wow.
That was just amazing. And then I remember they'd play like silent movies on like the opposite wall in the dining room. It was just cool. It was just a cool vibe. And
it transferred you back to Italy, right? Felt like you're just
it's very authentic.
Yeah.
Don't they have like the round hats, like the straw hats and the red and white? Like I don't know. I have a memory of that. I don't know if it's true or not, but
very well could be.
Yeah. Maybe not.
That's what I remember of there too, though, was the I don't remember silent films. I want to say it was like The Little Rascals and stuff like that.
Yeah.
Like black and white stuff.
Yeah.
Three Stooges.
Yep.
And we thought it was fancy because it had that little salad bar.
Yeah.
Like while you're waiting for your pizza. We're like,
yeah, that's good. Ooh, time.
La, la. Fancy.
That's like Godfather's had that too. Yeah. Yeah, that's a good one.
That's good stuff.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So back in the late 80s, I worked at Golden Corral.
Oh, there you go.
Well, you know how it is now. It's,
you
know, booger-filled chocolate fountain and just, it's gross food. But when I worked there, like in 89, we had to wear like a white shirt with a black tie, and people would go through the line, order their steak and baked potato, and they'd go get a seat, and I'd bring over their drinks, and we had the huge salad bar. That was it.
Wow.
So it was like kind of a nice restaurant.
Yeah.
And I went there like 20 years later, and I'm like, what is going on? Yeah. Just,
it's like Waffle House?
Fat people everywhere. Just, just hoovering food, and it was a disgusting display.
Really?
I haven't been back.
Dang.
See, do they like sell stuff there too? Like, do they have like a, like, do they sell like random things? Like,
that's Cracker Barrel.
That's Cracker Barrel.
Oh, that's Cracker Barrel.
Yeah, Cracker Barrel. Yeah.
I've been to either.
You should be proud of yourself.
You know, Sizzler kind of reminded me of a upscale Golden Corral.
Yeah.
Yeah,
you know, you go up front, you see the menu, and you pay for your food, and then, you know, they have the big salad bar, same kind of thing. And I always felt fancy when I was a kid. My parents were like, going to Sizzler tonight. I'd be like, ooh, this is awesome. I get to have a steak, and I'm fancy.
Yeah.
That's funny.
Especially that one in Bullhead. That was like the high-end restaurant that we had growing up.
Oh, heck yeah.
That must be why I was never there. I don't even remember having a Sizzler in Boyd. Pizza Hut was nice too back then. They had salad bar and the pizza and the red pitchers and the red cleared glasses. Oh man, checkered tablecloths, jukebox. Huh?
Dude, jukebox was standard for the '80s. Yeah. How about the old? Remember the booths that had like they would have the red speckled like diamond tuck. Like
you'd have on your banana seats on your bike.
Yeah, exactly. But it was on the like this booth. Yeah. You know the.
Totally remember that.
Yeah, that's good. That's good stuff. But back in Cali, we had like before I came out to Arizona, we had these a few of the little fast food eateries that were really popular that I can remember as a kid. One of them was called Pup and Taco, and I don't know if you guys ever had an opportunity to eat at Pup and Taco, but imagine like. A cross between Del Taco and Taco Bell, you know, they had the red burritos, but yet they still had the burger. so it was actually really good. I really enjoyed it. And then they had another place called Noggles, and Noggles was kind of like a Del Taco, like, one of their competitors.
I had to have eaten at Noggles. I do remember that. I just can't recall where, like. Did they have any in Arizona or?
They might have, Rich. I know in California, like the one I used to eat of was in Costa Mesa, and I would get the red burrito, and it was similar to the Taco Bell one, except for it was whole. It was pinto beans. It was real pinto beans, and then it had onion and cheese and their red sauce was really good. Mm. It was awesome, man. A little Pup and Taco action. And then Noggles was very along the same lines. And then you guys remember, did you guys ever go to Hot Dog on a Stick?
Yeah, in the malls. Yeah.
Yeah. The malls, the Hot Dog on a Stick.
The ladies had those big old multicolored hats. Yeah.
The lemonade was awesome there.
Oh, yeah.
I loved the lemonade there.
Dang, that's good. Yeah. And Orange Julius.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
was the best.
Dude. When they put a raw egg in it, they don't do it anymore.
Yes, that was awesome.
Yeah.
No, I remember that. They did. You could get it with the option of a raw egg.
Yeah.
So good.
Yeah.
Dang, man, you're making me hungry, right?
I know.
You know what? This should have been open. This should have been a open bag podcast tonight.
Yeah, I know.
We could have
just eat
ate while
we
and talk. Talk. Food on
I'm
our mouth.
Go Uber Eats right after. I know I ate an In-N-Out, but I'm going to eat an Uber right after this. But you know what's something that just hit me full on frontal in the face the other day was Der Wiener Schnitzel.
Yes.
You know, so I used to go, so that in Vegas, that was the place to go, you know.
No pun intended.
Richie, what's so funny?
Nothing.
Okay. But Der Wiener Schnitzel is like the foot long.
Did you get the jumbo one?
Yeah, the foot long chili cheese dog. Anyway, so I had.
I'm surprised you didn't get a tummy ache after all that wiener.
Yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, moving on. I went to one. They have one in Utah, and I went there and I sat down and I ate the got the same thing foot long chili cheese dog. It looked identical, like it's probably the same one from the 80s. It was just like, and what's interesting was it tasted exactly how I remember. And not very many foods over that many years taste this exactly the same. Like they didn't stray from their ingredients one iota. It was crazy. It was so yummy.
Must be your amateur palate.
It was totally my amateur palate kicking in. I would have picked that over any fine dining anytime.
Crazy. What about chicken nuggets?
Stop it.
Oh, be careful with that. They just had a recall on Dino Nuggets.
Oh, yeah. On Dino. Wow, we gotta unload our freezer then.
They found metal in them.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah, I'm not joking. I heard it on the news when I was driving my daughter to school, and I was just laughing hysterically.
Brian, you have this concerned look on your face.
Well, yeah.
You're a fan of Dino Nuggets.
We have a lot. That's our food storage.
Brian has a pallet of a 10-year-old.
Just run a magnet over him right before you eat.
Yeah, there you go.
You're good.
What are you going to eat with your tater tots if you have to throw all your Dino Nuggets away?
Mac and cheese.
There you go.
Yeah. Dang, that's crazy, Tom. But yeah. No, I love me a good... Anyway. So... Anyone else?
Me too, Ryan. Me too. Okay. All right.
I just have to be careful with you guys. So, do you guys remember Bob's Big Boy?
Oh,
yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That just that big old guy. And on road, you know, it's road trips is where it reminds me. Like, we go to road trip, we see the big, big old Bob out there. And man, that got us excited.
Oh, heck yeah. We still have one in Norco, California here. And I
really
occasionally, just for nostalgia reasons, I'll go there. But I have a quick funny story. So I got my first whipping out of Bob's Big Boy. Yeah. So we lived
Why does that sound familiar? Like maybe I did too.
We lived in Huntington Beach, and after church on Sunday, we would all go to Bob's Big Boy, and my grandparents would come, and my aunts and uncles and my cousins and everything. It was kind of a tradition, a big deal thing. And so I would go home because I was too small. It was my first time to get to go. I remember it clearly. And I'm all excited and hyped up, and you know, I got my Bob's Big Boy,
bib,
the thing you tie around there. And I'm hyping out, you know, me, I'm hyped a lot. So I'm hyping out. My dad just is like, settle down. Anyways, I didn't. And, he took me outside and I got a whipping. So that was a lot of fun.
Oh no.
Yeah.
Okay, boys. How about fakies?
Are we talking about the skateboard move or?
No, we're talking about knockoffs.
Fakies. Knockoffs. Okay.
Knockoffs.
Yeah. Like,
on the rims, the knockoffs.
No, like we're talking food now.
Oh, gotcha. My bad.
And, you know, like you have your core fast food restaurants or restaurants, but that, and then you have these knockoffs that are trying to, you know, wannabes. What are some of those that you guys remember from the '80s? There are quite a few popping up here and there.
I think I've brought up before on other podcasts. I worked at El Pollo Bandido instead of El Pollo Loco.
Oh,
but it was the same exact delicious chicken that's, you know, like roasted or whatever.
Yeah.
But the same, it was the identical menu, but it was great.
Yeah. Well, you guys remember you're familiar with the pizza at Starbase One. That is a knockoff from Godfather's Pizza. So that's probably why, you know, you ate the pizza and it felt this nostalgic feeling while you're eating it, because that was Godfather's.
Wow.
Yeah.
They stole the ingredients or the
intellectual property?
The recipes?
Yeah.
Seems like a dangerous thing to do from the Godfather.
Yeah. good point, Tony. Yeah. That's a really good point. But yeah.
I thought we enjoyed it because it was free.
Well, that too, but...
Dusty, you're not supposed to tell.
Dusty, come on. Sometimes you just don't fact check, okay? you just don't tell the truth.
All right.
Yeah. But yeah.
We had, you guys remember, was it Bull Taco in Bullhead City there in 95?
Yeah.
I felt like that was kind of like a Taco Bell knockoff.
Yeah, I think it was.
You know, they had the red burrito there, and they had a combination burrito, and they had the crinkle cut fries, I think, too.
Oh, dang.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was good. Many a late nights I had gone by there and regretted it hours later, but at the time, definitely just packed a few of them bad boys in there.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was a go-to late nighter.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Definitely.
This isn't the 80s, but like, there's Filiberto's, there's Roberto's, and there's a bunch of versions of that. Is it a chain, or I don't understand? Or are they just okay ripping off the name?
Our
brothers. It's a free for all. I think in that genre, I think it's a free for all. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's, you know, every man for himself.
Put O on the end of anything. Like,
I think the Roberto's we used to go to in Vegas was affiliated with, or the original one is in San Diego down at Pacific Beach.
Oh, no kidding.
Dusty fact check. Look at that.
There we go.
I've been to both.
Have you?
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
I love it, Dusty.
That's so cool. Yeah. Trying to think of any other ones. Like,
when I was growing up, we had a Pizza Haven. And it was like Hut, but Pizza Haven. But Pizza I remember Haven, it was like it was a little coyote little character, but it was the same, like inside the restaurant, the same tables and the like arcade games, the same exact deal. But it was Pizza Haven. Man, that was good.
I wish I could remember in Buena Park, there was a Wiener Schnitzel knockoff, and it was like, I can't even, it was so similar that I can't even remember the name. It was like, I don't even,
these
I don't
Wieners. Even,
no, it was like literally like Wiener Schnitz
translation.
Wiener Schnitz Owl or something. It's just like the logos were like the same. Everything. I'm like, this can't be, like somebody's gonna get shut down quick. So I ordered the food, and when it came in, it came in a brown bag. So you got your you know, your chili dog and everything. It tasted totally different. It was like the guy went to the store and bought a thing of Oscar Mayer's and just boiled them and threw them in.
Oh, dang.
So I was, you know, I was like, oh, well, I don't really mind as long as it tastes the same. But it was like not even close. It was, but I wonder, next time I'm down in that area, I'll have to check it out. It was in Buena Park. I'm just like, I thought it was so similar. I thought it was a Wiener Schnitzel. And I get there and there's like, you know, a Sikh guy that's running the place. He's Indian. And I'm like, you know. There's like him and like one other person in the back.
Did it have the same architecture of the really high little?
It was the same. It was like he bought orange. That restaurant and decided he wasn't changing anything except for, like, instead of Wiener Schnitzel, it said like Wiener Schnitz Owl or Wiener Schnitz Owls or something like that. It's like crazy. I'll take a picture next time I go. Yeah, next time I go by there, I'll take a picture for you guys and send it to you. I couldn't believe the guy could get away with that.
Isn't that funny, interesting though? Like you talk about, like we're talking about architecture, like the old Taco Bells, like you can spot them a mile away, and they're never Taco Bell anymore. Like
no,
they're
usually a Chinese restaurant.
Yeah, that's right. Szechuan buffet.
Yeah. It used to be classic. You know, the brick buildings with the dome windows and the arches. Yeah, exactly.
Did you guys ever see like an original hamburger stand? They were just like black and white, like the generic beer and all that, but they were a hamburger stand. Hamburger was 25 cents, a cheeseburger was 35 cents, and if you doubled it, it would double the price. They had like two sodas, and that was it.
Yeah. Wow. That's probably like White Castle. I think White Castle is kind of similar.
We have a thing out here in SoCal called Tommy's Burger. I don't know if you guys do. So Tommy's is like the original. It's kind of like it was a drive. The original one is still standing. It's just like you just drive up and it's just a small little hut and it's a chili burger. You can either get a chili burger or a chili with cheese. Delicious though.
I love Tommy's. They're really good.
So good. But not a lot of choices. But
we went there a lot of late nights when I lived in LA.
Yeah.
Tommy's Burger in LA?
Yeah. I worked at that bank in Century City.
Oh, yeah.
I lived there for like 2 years.
That's right.
Did you?
Yeah.
It was after you left Phoenix, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Then he came back to Phoenix.
But then you came back, yeah.
Yeah.
With the Monte Carlo.
Yep.
The busted back window.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah. Convertible is what I like to say.
With the phone on the dashboard. The dial-up phone on the dashboard.
Target top.
Yeah. Oh, man. Good stuff. Well, Richie, is it about that time?
Of course it is. It's time.
It's always that time.
Coming in hot.
Like it.
Yeah, it's time to get to know the 80s Flophouse crew. This week I asked the boys, what was the last meal you ordered at a restaurant that had to be sent back to the kitchen? So we're going to try to guess which meal belongs to which flopper, and let's get it going. You guys ready?
Yeah.
Let's do it, Richie.
Let's do it.
All right. First answer, it was steak, and it was returned to the kitchen. Or filet mignon.
Well, that's got to be Tony. To the kitchen.
Tony.
Yeah, I don't think I've ever bought
filet or Rich.
Could be a Rich thing. I think it's Tony.
I'm going with Rich.
I'm going to go with Rich.
I'm going to go with Tony. Right, Tony?
Yes. Yes, it was me. But here's the deal. This was a hard one for me, Rich, because you notice I usually send back my replies fairly rapidly.
Yeah.
This one was tough for me because I typically do not send food back. And I didn't want to just say, I don't. I never do. But I really had to reach back in the memory banks because I don't, even if I want to send food back, I don't. Having friends that had worked in the restaurant industry and how, it's frowned upon for food to be returned. I'm just always afraid that somebody's going to get aggravated with me and I'm going to get a little bit more than I bargained for in my meal when it comes back to me. So. But the one particular time I can remember, I think I ordered a steak medium and it was like my dad likes it, like raw, like knock its horns off, wipe its ass and put it on my plate. It's like, dad, that thing's still crawling, man. It's like, come on. Like that's what's that dish called, Dusty? It's just raw meat.
Tartar.
Yeah. I'm like, dude, that's tartar. That's not even, at least sear it, dad. Come on. It's still ice cold in the middle. Jeez.
Dusty didn't get the fact check up there. He just got a fact check.
That's not a fact check. He asked.
He invited. Okay. All right. But you knew the fact.
Well, yeah.
Of course.
I phoned a friend.
You phoned a friend.
Were we keeping tally of those? See how many we get per episode?
I think it's a record night.
Wow. We're on pace. Shut up. 100%.
No, Dusty, you keep on going.
Next up, focaccia sandwich. Somebody returned a focaccia sandwich.
Focaccia.
Isn't that the bread? I thought focaccia was just the bread.
Mm-hmm. It's an appetizer, right? Like a breakfast appetizer.
Okay.
I'd be like, "What'd you call me?"
It's kind of fancy, you know. I would say Dusty, but I don't think Dusty would make the mistake. I think of calling it Richie. A focaccia sandwich. I think he would say it's focaccia bread. So I'm going to call it. I'm going to say Richie.
I'm saying Rich.
You guys, quit ganging up on me.
Well, it's true, though, Richie.
It is true.
We just know
I ordered my focaccia sandwich with no avocado, and some person, like, put it in there, and it's not like you can take it out because there's, like, avocado slime on it, and that's disgusting. So, anyways, I returned it, but to Tony's point, I'm not the person that returns stuff because this is the way it goes in my household. The kids order. And they, like, you know, it's hold this, you know, cook this one way. And then my wife goes and she's like, can I substitute this and make sure the fries are crispy and, you know, salad with dressing on. And by the time all that happens, I'm like, whatever you sandwich, thank you.
Okay. And that is why I know we're going to talk about this. That's why I do not go to the drive-thru with my family. Exactly right there.
Yep.
It's always something. Always.
Right on the nose. Yep.
Yeah.
Awesome. Next answer. I know what happens when food gets sent back. I just don't eat it.
Jim.
That's Slimmy.
Dustin.
See, that sounds like wisdom to me. That's wisdom right there. So that is either Jim or Dusty.
That's...
Or Ryan.
That is wisdom. So it's clearly not Ryan.
It's wisdom. I'm going to go with Ryan. Oh, no, wait. It's not Ryan.
It's not Ryan.
Jimmy, go ahead. I think the answer is pretty clear. You have experience there.
Yeah, I waited tables for many years, and people take food back, send it back. I'd take it back to the kitchen and the cooks would flip out, and I've seen everything done to food and just, I don't send food back. I just want to eat it.
Yeah. So I was right. Right, Jimmy?
Yeah.
Yeah, me neither.
Yeah.
Never. I don't care if it's McDonald's or high-class restaurant. I won't eat it or whatever.
Okay. Makes sense. Okay, last two answers. Peppercorn flat iron steak and I never have, even if it is horrible.
So you are a wise man, Ryan. So there's no way Ryan's saying peppercorn flat iron steak. His palate is just not that sophisticated. That's Dusty. And did Ryan,
he's like capers. I don't like capers.
I don't think Ryan even knows what a peppercorn is, does he?
No, I've seen him.
Kidding. I'm kidding, Ryan. I'm joking.
Yeah, I know. Okay. Dusty, let's hear about that steak. I want to hear your story.
I had a funny story. So we went to this Irish pub over here in Glendale. So I generally don't order a steak just because I can make it at home just as well. But it sounded good with the peppercorns and the sauce and stuff. So I'm like, I went ahead and got it. So they overcooked it because they thought it was for a steak salad. And they brought it out. And they're like, I'm like, yeah, that's fine. So it was kind of tough. And then the manager came by and he goes, no, we're redoing that for you. And then Don goes, yeah, I should go in there and yell at them. And he goes, you want to? So he goes, come on. So she follows him into the kitchen and he texts her pictures later from their security cameras of her in the kitchen. Holy and she God. Walks in there and she's like, who cooked my husband's steak? And like one of the guys is just standing there and he just points at the other guy. He did it. And the waitress comes out and she's like, oh my God, it's so funny. Your wife's in there yelling at the cooks.
Oh man.
That's awesome.
I hope you didn't eat that peppercorn. Yeah.
Peppercorn pubic hair steak once you got it back. I hope you enjoyed
it. No, I'm glad they made a new one though, because it was really good.
Okay.
Dang. Well, apparently. Here's a story that shows you, you know, I could have clearly taken this back, but I didn't. And that shows you my, you know, what a hard stance I take on this. But, and then there's more to it. But basically, Allie and I were on our honeymoon. And we chartered a boat, went fishing. We were in New Zealand on this Lake Taupo and known for their good trout. So we caught the fish. It was, she caught a fish. I didn't catch anything. She caught a big fish. And what they do is you bring it back to the restaurants and they cook it for you. Okay. So we went and then we heard about that. So we brought it to this restaurant and said, oh, you know, we have this, this trout we caught, and we were hoping, and they said you could cook it. And I said, oh, you know, the chef is, he's out today. But let me call him. Called him at home. The chef comes in to cook our fish.
No.
Yeah, he comes in. And so we're like, oh, you know, really? You don't know. He wants to. He said he's coming in to cook your fish. Like, oh, okay.
My gosh.
So anyway, he cooks the fish and, you know, and then I ordered something else, and just really, obviously we're like the focus of his, you know, he wants us to be happy. And, so they put the fish on the plate, and we, you know, we're like, oh, this is amazing. It looks so good. And we start cutting, and there's literally worms.
Oh my God.
Oh my gosh. So we had to totally fake it. Like, we had to like act like we're eating it, and
yeah.
Oh, good, looking at the kitchen. Yeah, it is so good. And we were like getting nauseous. It was so bad. I mean, just live worms. Gosh, I just think. So anyway, we made it through somehow. We made it look like we finished, like, you know, we were like putting stuff. It was bad. And then we got out and, you know, we said, oh, we're going to take it home, the rest of it, because we couldn't finish it. And then we checked in the garbage. But, you know, obviously that's a situation where I would never take it back. But, I mean, we could have said, you know, it's a little bit more cooked. Kill the worms.
Dude, that is cutting edge there.
Oh, my gosh. Yeah. So I just don't do it. I don't. Yeah.
No, it makes sense. All right. Yeah. Good job, boys. That was Get to Know Your Flophouse Crew.
Ryan, I'm going to back to you, buddy.
All right. So let's talk about notable dishes. Dishes that we love from the 80s from some of our favorite restaurants. And you know, you still think about to this day and wish they could come back. Jimmy's over there in the kitchen. He's like in the. He's going to play some pinball back there, I think.
I seen him. He was getting something to drink, it looks like.
He's playing pinball. Awesome. Anyway, yeah. So, what do you guys got? What's some favorite dishes?
Gosh, I don't know. I think what I remember most from the 80s was Farrell's, the ice cream parlor. They had a giant sundae called the Tin Roof Sundae. And to be honest, I really don't even remember what was on it. I think it was like hot fudge and just everything. No bananas, none of that garbage. But it was like a legit sundae. And that was like what I look forward to every birthday.
Yeah, that's a good call, Richie. We had a Farrell's, a few Farrell's. The one I remember was on Beach Boulevard in Huntington Beach. And I got to go there 1 year for my birthday. And they had this thing you could order called the Zoo, where they would put the ice cream, there'd be four guys and they would jump over the booths and they'd have a siren on, woo, and then there's piles and mounds of ice cream and they deliver it to your table. And I remember being a kid just being so like, this is the best day ever, you know?
Dang.
But yeah, was that I remember that Sunday too. That thing was huge, Rich. Huge.
Yeah. Yep. That was Farrell's, Tony?
Farrell's, yeah.
Yeah, I remember going to there.
I wonder if we were ever there at the same time, Tony, because my grandparents used to take me to the same one.
The one on Beach, yeah, that was popular. Yeah. That was a cool one. Yeah, they've opened up a few since, but they like huge for a few weeks. Like they just opened up one in Buena Park across the street from Knott's Berry Farm, which I thought that one was going to go. And again, it just blew up in the beginning, and then it kind of fizzled down. And they're kind of big restaurants with a lot of employees and stuff, so it's probably, you know, they thought it would stay busier for a lot longer. But
yeah. Yeah. The one I went to was in Seattle. And actually my wife had ferals in New York when she was growing up. So I guess they've been national for a while.
I did not know that. I thought
I thought it was just California.
That's what I thought too. That's cool. That's cool to know.
Dang.
One of my favorite sandwiches from back in the 80s was Bennigan's. They had the Monte Cristo. Do you ever have that?
Yeah, I have.
It was like ham and turkey and cheese.
Yeah.
They dip it in batter and deep fry it and serve it with raspberry jam. Yeah. That sandwich was delicious.
Bennigan's was kind of cool back in the day. It was like it was kind of like a hipster type, I'm going to Bennigan's, man.
But every time I think of Bennigan's, I think of Jimmy, I just knew, once I knew he worked in Bennigan's, I was like, that's a perfect job for Jimmy.
I love that place.
Yeah.
But cool. Didn't they sing happy birthday to you? Can you sing
happy birthday on this, your special day? Happy, happy birthday. We're here. That's why we're here to say.
Yeah.
I forget. It's been years and years. But
good try, Jimmy.
Way to pull
it. Most people, when they'd say, we need people to help sing birthday song, everybody run away. I'd be like, let's do it. Let's do it. Let's
I can imagine.
Wasn't it Bennigan's that Jennifer Aniston in the Office, she had to wear flair?
That was our competition flare. Fridays.
Oh, Fridays. TGI Fridays.
Yeah.
Oh, that's right. That's right.
Yeah.
I used to like me some 7-layer dip from there. They used to make seven-layer dip at Fridays.
Definitely.
Bennigan's had the best happy hour in town. It was 2-for-1 from 5 to 7. So if you ordered one beer, you got two.
Nice.
Oh, man. That place would be packed.
They need to bring that back, Jimmy. Dang it.
Yeah. Right?
The twofers. Yeah.
Dang, for some reason... did they do speed dating there? Did you have a story about speed dating, didn't it, at Bennigan's? No? No.
Maybe. But no. Okay.
It sounds
familiar. That's what Tony used to call happy hour there.
Exactly, Rich.
I don't know why I have a memory of speed dating Bennigan's.
That was every night.
Jimmy.
Yeah. You know what I'm talking about, speed dating, though, right?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah.
You're due.
No, Tony. That's not what we're talking about.
Been there, done that.
What else, boys? What else? So, some other good notable eats.
So we had this restaurant that my mom and dad would take me to on their anniversary. So if they couldn't find a babysitter, if they couldn't find a babysitter, they would take me along on their anniversary dinner. And I remember two times. They would go to Love's. Do you guys remember Love's? The heart and the dude. So I remember being a kid and I'm sitting there and my parents are trying to have an anniversary dinner and I'm just like fidgeting in the booth. But they served these ribs that were like red, like just sauce was like
ribs. Oh.
Yeah, the ribs. You could get these baby back ribs or pork ribs. And I remember I had it all over my hands and my face and everything as a kid. And just that was my Love's memory. But the ribs were delicious. I even went back later and I was like, I don't know what kind of probably some sort of like syrup or something they put on them, but it was just delicious. Chris and Pitts. There was a place called Chris and Pitts. They still have the barbecue sauce they sell in the store. I don't know if they sell it in Arizona, but they still sell it here in California, the Chris and Pitts barbecue sauce. But it was just a great, steak and potatoes place. The wedges were those big old thick wedges.
Ooh, talk to me, Tony.
Yeah, it was good. Old fashioned, old school. You get the bread at the table. It's just full of carbs.
Oh,
yeah. Yeah, it was great. Chris and Pitts.
Sorry, just checking my Uber Eats menu. I just want to see what.
Roy's getting hungry, huh?
Everybody's hungry. Well, just really quickly, when I was growing up, we went to the fancy dinner. It was Black Angus.
Dude, you stayed there the other night, Rich.
And I remember that my dad would get so pissed because he'd order a steak, and at the time I was so finicky as a kid. Like I think all I ate was potatoes. like baked potato. I was like, any kind of potatoes I would eat, and I would like have a baked potato, and like I could see the disappointment in my dad's eyes. I could, you want a steak, son? He's no.
Can I get a baked potato with a side of French fries?
Some potato salad with that. That was sort of it.
Oh, yeah. That's awesome. That's cool. Well, you know, I just think about restaurants. And when you start to have kids and family and you take them out. And I know why we didn't go out to eat a lot, because it's so darn stressful sometimes. Especially drive-thrus. Like, I know we touched on this, but do you guys get stressed out? Like, I avoid the drive-thru if it's just me. I know what I want, like 10 minutes before I get there. Well, probably 3 hours before I get there, I know what I want. But I like always tell my kids, okay, know what you want before you get to the drive-thru. And then they get to the drive-thru and they act like they've never seen the menu before. It's like Taco Bell. You guys know the menu inside and out. Why do you just decide now?
Well, Ryan, anyway. how about when everybody has their order decided, but the younger one likes better what the older one's ordering, they want to change their order to his order?
Yeah.
And you already ordered?
And they're all yelling in the background, then yelling up, and the lady's like, what? What? No, never mind. Oh, my gosh. Chaotic.
And you get home, and your wife goes, why didn't you check the order? Yeah. Did you not check the order? What's wrong with you?
No.
You're supposed to check the order.
I never checked the order.
I've got five kids screaming in my back.
Yeah.
Dude, I'm the same. I'm like, all right, kids, know what you want. We get to the window, and we'll order. Just know what you want. And I'll give my order first, because that's easy. Bam. I place it wherever we're at. And then all of a sudden from the back seat, I hear, give me a double cheeseburger. And I don't want some onion rings, too. I'm like, what? And the lady's like, what? And then I get pissed, and I just roll the back window down. You want something? Speak up.
Oh, my gosh.
I'm so patient.
Yeah.
I remember one time I regretted it, Rich. I think I might have whispered under my breath, oh, my God, it's so much easier. And they're like, what? Like nothing. I was just thinking about being on a business trip and how nice it is when I fly into the airport and I order my burger and a drink and it's so easy.
See, my kids are so scared of me when I do that thing, like, know what you want. I'm not playing around. You don't order, you don't eat. It would almost have the opposite effect on my oldest son. He'd go, it was like breakfast at McDonald's. He's like, yeah, I'll have the sausage with the thing, the cheese, and the muffin thing. And like, okay, a sausage, egg, and cheese muffin. What else? The drink, but then not a Coke. It's white. I'm like, spit it out, dude.
You're making him nervous, Jimmy.
Oh, my gosh. We had a friend of ours. He's from Spain. And he was ordering at McDonald's, and it's when they had the big and tasty. And he's like, oh, can I have the big and nasty, please? He ordered a big nasty, big and nasty.
Shoot, I just had one of those.
He couldn't keep a straight face. Like, big and nasty. Anyway, another thing that stresses me out. Well, first, this is a little known fact about me. I don't like to watch people make my food. And maybe I've said this on a podcast before. It's like magic to me. If I see it, then it just spoils it. And I don't even, I don't want to see how they do it. It's just magic. I just want it to be there. And then it's all. So Subway, I cannot stand Subway. I like to eat it, but I don't like to make all those decisions. Can you just make them for me and build me a sandwich? I don't want to pick every single thing I want on my sandwich. And that's just, I can't. It's so stressful. And one time, I have a bad experience. We were at, I think it was like, it might have been a Walmart or something. They had a Subway in there. And I was just in a hurry. And my wife tells me to order 5 Subway sandwiches.
Dude.
And told me all this stuff. And I was just like, are you kidding me? So I go up there and And the guy is overworked. You could tell, just him. I said, I'm going to order 5. 5? Yeah, 5 sandwiches. And he's like, what do you want? And he's all, you can tell he's mad. And he's like, cutting thing, and he cuts his hand.
Oh no!
He like gets all. He was all frantic. He cuts his hand. He starts bleeding. He goes in behind the thing, and he never came out again. And I was just like, "See, that's why I never. I just left. I'm just like, I'm out of here." Like, anyway, the Subway is just stressful. Do you guys feel that way, or is it just
So with Subway, 100%. Like,
yeah.
Then they'll look at you and go, "Did you want this one toasted?" Also, I'm like, "Oh yeah, is that like a big deal?" Yeah, I want it toasted. And then they're like, "Did you want anything on it?" I'm like, "Well, a little bit of mayo." And they grab the thing and it's like all the way across. I'm like, "Dude, just start with a little bit." And then, you know, if I didn't ask for more, but they just soak it. Yeah, that place.
Yeah. Is they just need blinders. Just put blinders so I can't see what they're doing behind the magic glass. I don't want to know.
Ryan, you just go to Jersey Mike's and you just say, "I'll take a number 7
there,
Mike's Way."
There.
Yes.
That's what I like.
Done. 7 Mike's Way.
I know what's on it. Just tell. Yeah.
So don't instead, make me like, choose. When everybody's here at our house, we'll do like the Jimmy John's. We have the app.
Yeah. Oh,
everybody can punch in what they want.
Yeah.
I don't have to call and people are changing their minds.
Oh, just, there you
and
go.
And then go there and pick it up. It's the best.
Yes.
Oh my God, I'm hungry. What's the number 5 there? Isn't that the Italian one?
I get the 7, but the 5 is good too.
The Italian nightclub is, I think, 17 with peppers. So oh my God. Yeah. That is a good.
I think we must be much nicer dads than. I don't know if your guys, my dad, there was no choice. Like if he was ordering food for the family, he'd come home and he'd go, "Here you go." And he'd be like, "Oh dad, I wanted the," no expression on his face. Just no, like me, like if I get something and I see my kids don't really like it, I feel a little bit bad. It's like, oh, darn it. You know, I wish I could have gotten them what they wanted.
Yeah.
You know, I made a mistake. Sorry guys. My dad would have never said that to me. My dad was like, "This is what we're having." It's like, damn it. And yeah, I hear my mom once in a while go, "Well, maybe next time get some cheese on it. You guys can go get it next time if you want." Damn, dad. Jeez.
My dad was the same way. Go to Burger King. All right. How many 39 cent cheeseburgers do you want?
Yeah. It was one thing. It was That's one simple. Thing. Yeah.
Did I ever tell you this story? One time I was ditching school. My dad busted me. He goes, "Oh, you don't want to go to school? You're going to go to work with me." So I am deathly afraid of heights. And he loaded up this wood thing with bricks and he said, "Take them to the second floor." I'm like, "The stairs?" And he's like, "No, go up the ladder." I had to do that. And then, like, he worked me like a dog. And at lunchtime, he's like, "I'm going to go get lunch. I'll be right back. Just chill out." And I'm like, "Oh, yeah, give me 2 Big Macs, a large fry, a large Coke. Give me an apple pie." He's like, "Yeah, yeah. Okay, I got it." He comes back, he's got a loaf of bread. A package of bologna and a six pack of Budweiser. And that is what we had for lunch. I had a beer also, which.
Wow.
And then at the end of the day on a drive home, he's like, "So if you don't go to school, this is going to be your life." So.
Oh, dang. Wow. A teaching moment.
Pops keeping it real. Hey, wow.
There you go. There you go. I thought you're describing my wife at Disneyland. It's like bring a loaf of bread and lunch meat. And like, oh, what? Can we eat out? It's so harsh.
Dude, that was my parents. I was joking about that one time. We remember us going to Disneyland and my mom got one of the Wonder Bread sacks and made like sandwiches out of them.
Yeah, that's my wife.
And wheeled it up. And I'm like, we're in the park and I'm all excited. Little kids, you know, we're running around, me and my brother and my cousins. And they're like, okay. No, I don't think my brother was alive then. They were like, "Okay, come on, we're going out to eat." And I'm like, "Going out? What do you mean?" We go out and we're sitting in the parking lot, like on the tailgate. They break out the bread. And it's like bologna with cheese. Yeah. Open the ice chest. And I'm like, it isn't just like individual sodas either. Like they have the big 2-liter. Like everybody has to like, it's like, so okay. Come on, guys.
All day you've been seeing kids eat hot dogs and hamburgers and cotton candy and everything. You're like, oh, this is going to be great.
See, Tony, you're like a kid though, but I'm like 40 and I have to act like a parent. Like I have to be excited. Guys, this is what we're eating. But I'm just like one of them. Like, oh, for real? It's like,
I probably would have. They probably would have instilled a little bit more character in my kids, but I felt so, like I was the dad that, hey, let's stop here and get the Dole Whip, and let's.
Yeah,
I'd go to Disneyland and spend to like irresponsible amount of money is what I would do when we would go there, just because I wanted the experience to be so fun.
I know, that's exactly how I am. And but yeah, my wife is the opposite. Like, she's like, on shoestring budget, we're gonna do it right and not, it's overpriced, we're not gonna good spend all that money on food.
I respect
that. But then I just kind of like, sometimes I'll grab one of my kids and like, dude, let's go on a ride, and then I'll go, we'll go over the burger place.
You got a little ketchup reminder. Like,
don't, you got to hide all the evidence now. So when the, between you and me, I know that's not instilling a lot of, not good parenting. So don't take notes.
Yeah, don't, so when Sue and Cameron would go out of town, it would be me and the boys for a couple of days. So we did this thing, an annual like eating competition. Nice. So one time we went to McDonald's and got like 30, 35 cheeseburgers. Just came home, sat there and watched TV and counted our wrappers after we were done.
That's awesome. That's awesome.
Then the next year was Taco Bell tacos. And
dang. Oh, that's a good time. See your memories right there.
Yeah. That's all I'm saying. You
guys have CC's pizzas?
CC's, yeah.
Yeah. We did an eating competition there one time.
Nice.
Dang. That one broke it. That was one where they're both thrown up at the end of the night, so we didn't do eating competition anymore.
Do you guys ever see that on the Hot Wings where the guy has celebrities on and they eat like?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
So I used to do that with my kids when they were in high school. I would be like, okay, we're having our annual hot, and I would go to Buffalo Wild Wings is a place where, by our house, and I would order, starting with basically barbecue and then going up to their super atomic, like the hottest ones they had. And each of us would have to, there was like a, we would measure out the bites we had to have. And I just remember the night ended with all of us over the kitchen sink, like, because none of us would budge. Yeah. We were like, no, I mean, we would try to outdo each other and eat more and just sweating and stomachs burning. And
the next day is the worst. The next day is the worst, my friend.
Well, Richie, is it mailbag time?
I think so.
All right. I'm excited.
Me too.
It's time for the mailbag. I did write out lyrics for that, but I can't do it live, dude.
Oh, come on.
I can't. No, I can't. It's so bad. I'm going to record it. That way I can just hit it.
Okay. That sounds good.
A little wrap.
Right in. Splice it in, baby.
It'll be beautiful. All right. Well, let's jump into it. First up, item in the mailbag from Random Thoughts at Yahoo writes, I heard Jimmy once followed a group of migrating geese across Colorado, thinking they were leading him someplace interesting.
And they did. I mean,
Nebraska.
Oh my goodness.
Wyoming. Woo! It's really windy there.
Nice. Nice. I love it. Very good. Swole Meister at Gmail writes, Tony looks like he uses Preparation H as a lip balm.
Helps keep the swelling down.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Swole Not a bad Meister. Flavor either. It comes in like scent, different scents. You don't have to just get the regular.
Did.
Really?
Wow. Yeah. Because you want to make sure that certain areas smell nice, right?
Oh, yeah. Okay.
All right. Next up. okay. At Air Gordon's on IG writes, I heard Dusty officially changed his name once to Dusty Hops for his dunking prowess. His Nerf Hoop approves this message.
True. Wow.
Dusty Hops.
That's what I'm going to start calling you, Dusty.
Yeah. Dusty had a good vert. He had a good vert.
I did. Not so much anymore, but.
Yeah. I bet you do, Dust. When we're together, we'll measure your vert.
Better than the rest of
elementary
you,
kids.
Let's slip a credit card under it now.
I wonder if I could swipe the net. Just swipe it.
You could swipe it, Rich?
Oop. Yeah, probably.
Huh.
All right. Next up, Deadly Weapons at Gmail writes, y'all might not know this, but when Tony was a struggling student, he posed for Easy Rider for extra cash. Sadly, he was fired for inadvertently poking holes in the motorcycle seats with his anatomy.
Yes. Yes.
His finger?
Wow.
The kickstand.
That's interesting. The kickstand.
Yeah.
Well, we all got to do what we got to do for extra cash there.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice. Next up, marginal media mogul at Snap writes, Ryan launched another social media channel this week. It's called I'm Filming on My iPhone and No One Cares.
Wow.
Current subscribers, 1.7 million.
Wow. Yeah.
Congrats, Ryan.
Well, you know.
That's a lot of...
You know, blind squirrel gets a nut every now and then, right?
Okay.
That's a great name, too.
I care, Ryan. I care.
Yeah, I know you do, Tony. My most faithful follower.
I try to like and react to all of your posts, Ryan. And a lot, 99% of them are really entertaining.
Are golden.
Yeah.
Good to know.
I'll say 99.8.
Oh, okay. Okay. Yeah.
That's almost 100%.
Yeah, that one, I understand.
About 20%.
I don't like the ones when you're outside and traveling, but other than those, the rest is really good.
Now, if you guys could just like our own posts for our well, that would be great.
That's awesome.
I'm so bad.
Come on.
All right. Next up, Secret Panda Suit at Yahoo writes, Dustin argues with convenience store clerks because they don't have discounts for AARP members.
I don't know when you said panda suit that was going to come to me.
I don't know. I don't know.
Why?
I don't know.
But why did you think that, Dusty?
It keeps getting thrown out there for some reason.
I think, Dusty, you have some footy pajamas at home, don't you?
Footy?
Panda footy pajamas. Little panda.
No.
That'd be cute.
I do have some Napoleon Dynamite lounge pants, though.
Really?
Yeah. I like that.
Next up, at Idiot Croissant on IG writes, love the show, boys. I heard that Richie thinks the Police Academy franchise are some of the best movies ever made.
Police Academy.
I like that dude who makes the noises with his mouth.
Yeah, he's talented.
What's his name?
One of your favorites, huh?
Yeah, I love that dude. Next up, StarHugger1000 at Yahoo writes, Ryan sends fan mail to Dog the Bounty Hunter. Unfortunately, for him, the dog responds.
You know, it's interesting. I have an association with Dog, for real. Really? So somebody must have some insight. Mm-hmm. And his buddy on the dog, I forgot his name. He actually came over our house because he's friends with Allie's family. So, and they filmed all that in Hawaii, and yeah, he came over and showed a few episodes of the dog, and we chatted it up. I forgot his name. Anyway, he's dog's cousin or nephew or something. I can't remember. But yeah, you know, somebody's got some insight there.
Right on, dog.
Yeah.
Hmm.
He says,
Okay.
Interesting.
Is that a brush with celebrity?
Yeah, that was total flex. I'm flexing, but
that's I have not an association with flex, the dog. That's not a flex.
That's a flex. I mean, come on.
I like his haircut.
Oh, yeah. He's got the best. Love it.
Yep. All right. Next up. Usual suspects at Gmail writes, love the Halloweeny episode a few weeks back. I heard the real reason Richie didn't hand out Halloween candy is because he keeps it in his, he keeps his supply in Tony's white creeper van. So
yeah,
that's
boy.
Where all my candy is.
When you guys get together, cruise a couple of elements.
We cruise through the neighborhoods.
There you go.
Passing out candy.
No. Yeah.
It's
No.
We don't do that.
All right, a couple more. Edible Loney on Snap. Writes, if you look up facial hair ideas on Pinterest, Jimmy's face would be on the sexy stoners page.
Damn. Take okay. it. Stepping up in the world, wow. Jimmy.
Like that. Nice.
High Times Playboy. That's what I'm going to start calling you.
Nice. I like
it. All right. Last one up, kind of in, well, this is an interesting one. Scottsdale Flopper's wife at Gmail writes, so Richie is a doomsday prepper. Can someone please break it to him that hoarding Mountain Dew, Cheetos, and Kit Kat bars won't get us through, I mean him through, the next power grid outage? Okay.
You know,
not
it
sure
might.
Who that is.
It might. Don't give up on that yet.
I won't. All right, that's it, guys. Thank you. Thank you to all the listeners out there. Appreciate it. Keep sending us emails at hello@the80sflophousepodcast.com. Appreciate you listening in and subscribe and download. We will see you on the flop side.
All right. See you guys.
The 80s Flophouse Podcast.